Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. When I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too go potty for Mrs. Potts, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's currently thinking about or maybe planning your first holiday to Walt Disney World, but you still think that Hollywood Studios is your local 10-pin bowling arcade, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'm going to be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week's guest has first-hand experience of coping at Walt Disney World when you've got somebody in a wheelchair.
It's the easiest place we've ever been and ever taken her. They go so far out of their way.
More from this week's guest, Stephen, also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting all the latest news from the parks, and if you're about to head over to Orlando, everything you need to know to make your magical trip even more special. Make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. It's the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. I have questions coming through for this week from Victoria on Twitter, who is off to Disney. She's stayed a couple of times before, never stayed on property, but this time they're going with the free dining plan and just wondered, can you use mobile ordering with the Disney dining plan? And is it true that some restaurants take 2 credits? First part of that question, yes, you can use mobile ordering with the Disney dining plan. Everything is connected on your My Disney experience. So once you log into the My Disney experience, when you check into the hotel, you'll be able to see how many credits are left for the duration of your stay. And if you do mobile ordering, this is only for quick service restaurants, by the way. It will ask you how you want to pay. Just make sure you're using dining credits. You do it all through the app. Is it true that some restaurants take 2 credits? Yes, it is. The more signature dining restaurants will take 2 credits. So if you are eating at Cinderella's Royal Table or Be Our Guest in Magic Kingdom, that's a 2-credit restaurant. Also, other places like California Grill, they are 2-credit restaurants. It just means because the prices in the restaurants are a little bit higher than usual park restaurant prices, so they would charge a little bit more, so they take 2 credits. Sometimes have a look at the price of what it would be just to pay out of pocket, because if you're going to be eating at a lot of restaurants, it might not be worth spending 2 credits. It might be cheaper to pay out of pocket. That's entirely up to you. Thank you for your question, Victoria, at PodMagical on Twitter if you want to give us a shout. Also, as well, a question from Twitter from Sophie, who wants to know if we've got any advice for people who are going to Walt Disney World and really don't like roller coasters. Sophie, this is a very easy question to answer. You speak to anybody who's been to Walt Disney World. It's more than just roller coasters. It's not your usual amusement park. It is a theme park, and there's so much more to do. There are the smaller rides if you want to do the teacups or Peter Pan's flight. And even if that is too intense for you, there's many other things. There's the parades, the fireworks, the shows, just the general atmosphere of being at Walt Disney World. All the characters to meet, some amazing restaurants to go to. If you want to just go to the water parks and just chill by the pool, there is so much to do. Anybody who thinks that going to Walt Disney World is going on a Walt Disney World roller coaster holiday, you're totally wrong. But I'm glad you asked that question. Any questions that you may have, then give me a shout over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at PodMagical. Same place to go if you want to be a podcast guest. This week, Stephen is with us on the podcast. A very special podcast this week. We'll talk to Stephen's experiences right now. But tell me what it is that you love about Walt Disney World.
I love just walking into Magic Kingdom for the first time on every trip. And the whole experience is just so completely immersive. The music, the smells, you know what world you're in just from what's playing in the background constantly. It just lets you be a kid again.
So can you remember the first time that you went?
Yeah, so we'd probably be in the mid-90s. I've got two daughters. We went. They were probably about 7 and 8 at the time. We stayed at the Polynesian and we had a fantastic. It was just extraordinary.
So was this the trip of the dream? Like you say, you know, the girls were young and it was like, okay, they're at the perfect age now. Let's go. Was it a one-off?
Yeah, no, it was absolutely like that. And we'd actually dipped our toe in the water with Paris and the girls adored that. And then, you know, it's almost incomparable in terms of the scale and just what is on offer in Walt Disney World.
And how many times have you been back since? Was it just the one-off or have you been back since?
No, we've been back twice since. And once we stayed at the Contemporary and once we stayed entirely off park. Actually, we stayed at a place called Give Kids the World and we stayed there as well.
Now, Give Kids the World, this is a charity, isn't it, that helps people who struggle to
find
accommodation?
Yeah, Give Kids the World is our second trip. So between our first and second trip, unfortunately, our oldest daughter was really very seriously ill. She had a brain tumour and we were put in touch with Give Kids the World and we went there. And if anyone gets the chance to go there, if you know, hopefully you don't, I guess, in terms of you know having a poorly child, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place. The characters come into Give Kids the World and they give you this thing called a genie pass while you're there and you just walk on every ride.
Now I've heard a lot about Give Kids the World, but I didn't realize it was something that people here living in the UK could utilize.
Clearly a lot of people from the US there, but they actually have all the flagpoles and every flagpole has a flag representing the country of a family that's staying there at the time. And when we were there, there were other people from the UK, there were people from Japan, there were people from literally everywhere.
So how did you find out about Give Kids the World then?
We were put in touch with them actually by another charity that we knew at the time and said, well, you know, you should think about going here because they help you so much. You get in touch with them, you fill in the forms and I guess we got lucky. And they help you also with things like when we went, we were actually helped by a UK charity put us in touch with it. And it's meant that we paid for our flights, but we pay for them very late in case there was any reason we couldn't go. And they help us find appropriate insurance and all of that really practical stuff that, you know, if you're traveling with ill kids, that become important.
I was going to say about insurance and things like that. So they'll help you sort literally every aspect of the holiday that you would worry about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Although even today we go and, you know, we still got my daughter. She's great. But she has some physical and learning difficulties as a result of an acquired brain injury. And even now sorting out holiday insurance is an hour conversation on the phone.
So in terms of everything else about the holiday, once you're in the parks, you know, the rides and attractions, how did you find that differed? How did your holiday then adapt from the first time you went?
I mean, there's the emotional piece, which is the first time, you know, we walked back into the Magic Kingdom and just making sure that we as a family, we could all do that, I guess, was one aspect. But once you're over that, it's the easiest place we've ever been and ever taken her. They go so far out of their way to help. Everything's flat. Every ride has an access. There's very little you can't do. Every restaurant, every attraction, every show at the parade, there's all that. It's so good. And we also take advantage of something called the DAS, Disability Access Service or something like that. And the first day we go there, we go to guest relations. And Georgia has, she can't queue for long. There are a number of reasons why it's harder for her to queue. We go and explain. I mean, they give you a pass. Now, it doesn't get you on rides quick. What it means is you go to a ride and they say, look, there's an hour long queue. They sign your card and you go back in an hour. So it means that then we can make sure she's in the shade, that she's looked after, she's fine. And then an hour later, we go back and use the ride. And if there's a short queue, so if it's only 20 minutes, then they'll just normally take you through the wheelchair access as well. But things like the coasters, when you go there, sometimes you don't end on the same platform as you start. And there'll be a cast member who takes the wheelchair and makes sure it's ready for you when you get off, exactly where you're getting off. It's fantastic.
Are there any rides you find that you can't go on?
No, not very many now, actually. I guess her eyes are bigger than her belly in terms of her ride. So her condition still means that loops and really bumpy rides, we have to be really cautious with. And we can't do too many of those. So that's fine. If she could, if it's a smooth ride, she just loves it. So if she could, she would ride Tower of Terror all day.
She's at Walt Disney World. Nothing's going to stop her.
No, absolutely.
Nothing at all. No. So coming to back to the parks and attractions, and have you got a favourite attraction at the parks?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I think for me, it would be Tower of Terror. Just the theming on it and, the music and the way they build that atmosphere. And the fact that, you know, every ride seems to be, every time you ride it, seems to be different is really cool. But if we're in Magic Kingdom, it's probably Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
I love Splash Mountain.
Quite a long ride, isn't it? People don't appreciate how long it is. People are like, oh, it's just a log flume.
It really isn't. No, again, you know, Song of the South, which is a Disney film that you don't see too often, I guess. But you have, so much theming inside, and you have that song going around your head. And then, that big finish, which, although it's quite a long water drop, once you've done it, it's not that scary for the family or anything. So again, it's beautiful. And again, when your weather's so hot, it's great. It's indoors, and then you come out, you get a little bit wet, but it's not like, going on the Popeye ride or anything.
Have you got a favourite time of year to go?
We try and go end of the summer. So the first time we went, we did get to a Halloween party, and we're really keen to get to a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party again. That's what we want to do.
Have you done the Christmas parties?
No. My youngest and I did that in Paris last year. We went to Paris, so we met Jack Skellington and all the sort of those Christmas characters, which was fantastic. But no, we've not yet done a Christmas. We will. One day we will go and do Christmas.
Because there is a sweet spot if you go like for the last Halloween party, like the week later, you've got the first Christmas party.
Yeah.
So there's that sweet spot there where you can do both of them.
Yeah, you can. And again, it's one of those things where once you've paid for your flights and your hotel and the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, and four people a time, but we will definitely get back for a Christmas.
It's a good time. We'll get more from Stephen in just a moment. First of all, the latest news coming from Orlando and the Walt Disney World parks. If you're somebody who wants to spend extra time at the Magic Kingdom, then new dates have been released for early morning magic. Now, this gets you into the park, well, actually into Fantasyland, not the entire park, just a little bit before the crowds get in, and they don't sell a lot of tickets for this, so it is like having the whole of Fantasyland to yourself. 7:45 to 9 a.m. on select mornings. Comes at a price, though, $89 for adults, $79 for children. That gets you the early park admission, but that's on top of your regular park price. You still have to have your regular park ticket as well. It gets you on rides like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Peter Pan, and it gets you breakfast at Cosmic Rays. Starlight Cafe breakfast is served till 10 o'clock. Although, I do have a little trick about maybe getting one or two of those rides done when the park is quiet, which we'll tell you about later on the podcast. Other things coming from Walt Disney World, if you're a fan of Donald Duck like me, number one duck, then you can get a little Donald Duck plush from Epcot. If you meet Donald Duck in Epcot in the Mexico Pavilion, you know he's got his sombrero on. There is now a little Donald Duck soft toy of Donald in his Mexican outfit. And the menu has been released for the Enchanted Rose Lounge that opens in a couple of months' time over at Grand Floridian. This used to be Mizner's Lounge. It's had a bit of a refurb and it's now Beauty and the Beast themed. Some of the food items that you can get on there include smoked short rib sliders, caviar if you want to put $95 out there, and then there's various wines and champagnes and cocktails if you want to immerse yourself in the Beauty and the Beast. More news from the parks online 24/7, Pod Magical, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Stephen's our podcast guest this week. So when it comes to Walt Disney World restaurants, where do you and your family like to go? Have you got a favourite?
It would be Ohana. We've been there every time we go. They look after you so well. If you go up to when you first get there and you meet your greeter, if you actually say, look, we don't mind waiting an extra 10 minutes, can we sit near the fire pit? Again, every time we've been, they've managed to get us near that extraordinary fire pit. So you see the food being cooked. Just Ohana. I mean, we all know that, Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind or forgotten.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic place. We love Ohana.
Stephen, you get me emotional.
Yeah.
Do you go for breakfast or dinner?
We've done both. First time we went, we had a lot of Lilo and Stitch fans. So we went and met Lilo and Stitch. And now we tend to go for dinner. Yeah.
Dinner's great. Oh,
that pudding.
Please make sure you got room for pudding.
Absolutely,
at the end of it, that bread pudding.
You know, and the first time we went, In fact, first of all, we went for a lunch, a breakfast and a dinner. And, you know, we were told, oh, you know, they'll turn tables, they'll do this. But actually, we got to the end of the meal and they said, oh, you know, there's the fireworks coming up. We said, yeah. And we thought they were going to say, look, the beach is a great place to watch them. And they said, actually, if we move you close to the window, we'll bring you some coffee. Do you fancy watching it here?
Yeah.
And it was just brilliant.
See, that's the Disney difference, isn't it? They'll do things like that. They make
just
that extra
great.
extra little bit of magic. So when it comes to planning, have you got a strategy? I'm guessing your strategy is going to have to be different to other families.
Yeah, it tends to be that we tend to do parks every day, but very often not for, you know, very long periods. She gets very tired. And also we can't tend not to go in the evening because, again, you know, she gets so tired and she's normally asleep quite early.
Yeah.
But we use touring plans. And when I say we plan, we, like most people, plan. We love planning. We pull up, you know, we use Google Maps and make maps of where we're staying and the shops and the parks and the restaurants we want to go to. We clearly have an Excel sheet. We have a touring plan for every day. Now, it doesn't always work out exactly as you planned it, but it's really, really useful. And that's important for meals because, you know, getting a dining reservation isn't always easy. But if you want a dining reservation at, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock, then you do that 6 months in advance, particularly if you want a, you know, Ohana or California Grill. You have to plan it.
Totally. What's your Disney must do? You're like, your trip is not complete until you've done this.
I think it's probably It's a Small World because it's in many respects, it's so twee and quite naff. In many respects, but it's just, I think it just says Disney, all those singing children. And again, you will not get that song out of your head all day, but it's just, I think it's just beautiful. I think in terms of Magic Kingdom, which is a place for families, it's just that, you know, it's the ultimate family ride. It's so gentle, so lovely, so colorful. And then at the end, when you have everything in the silver, Although my oldest now, she just looks at you and we say, we're gonna go and do It's a Small World. No, she knows we have to do it every visit.
She knows she wants to do it.
She also knows she wants to do it. Absolutely,
totally. She's been cool. Anything outside of Disney parks that you do in Orlando?
Well, last time we went on one of the, are they called airboats out on the Everglades? That was a lot of fun. We had a terrific time. And again, you know, it's sort of part ride because they give you a bit of a thrill on the boat. But also, you go and we saw a lot of wildlife, a lot of birds. We saw some alligators, and that was well worth doing.
One thing I've not asked you, and I usually start by asking this at the beginning, about your favourite memory of Walt Disney World. Is that one standout memory?
Yeah, that had been on our last trip, and it's kind of over two nights. So, as I say, she can't go into the park late, but my other daughter and I did to watch the fireworks. So one of the reasons for staying at the Contemporary was so that we could walk to the park. Hmm. And we both just, it was so emotional during the fireworks. It's beautiful. But the next night, we booked into California Grill. And we had a table and just the best server. And we got to order desserts just as the fireworks were about to start. So we ordered desserts. You walk out onto that gangway. The four of us watched the fireworks. And they pumped the music in. Absolutely brilliant. And then we walked in and they put our desserts in front of us. It was so good.
Did you have to wait to get a table near the window?
For the fireworks, you actually leave your table and you walk out onto like a gangway on the roof of the Contemporary. So most of the restaurants just standing along there with these speakers. It was absolutely beautiful. It's an expensive treat, the California Grill, but it's so lovely. And if you've eaten there any time, you can go up and watch the fireworks. I think next time we might try California Brunch.
I've seen people getting very drunk coming out of there. People say, oh, Disney, people don't drink at Disney. Oh, I think you'll find they do.
Yeah.
You've been to Epcot Food and Wine. I think you'll find they do. Anything you don't like? Anything that you would change?
Do you know, there's very much I don't like. You know, if we could bring it a bit closer to take a couple of hours off that flight, I'd be very happy.
That would be very handy, yeah.
But apart from that, no. It's so good.
So have you got another trip planned? Are you currently thinking
about? Yeah. So in fact, 10 years next year, that's 10 years post cancer treatment for her. So we are going to celebrate that. I think we're a beach club next year.
Oh, my favorite resort.
I've never been there. And everybody tells me it's the best resort. So
the fact that you're on the doorstep to Epcot is just favourite place to stay.
Yeah, and you know, I think Epcot's so underrated. You know, that world showcase, if you take your time to go around there, and we've never done a food trip around Epcot. We're a family that we enjoy eating out. So really want to go to, hopefully it will be at the time of the food festival as well.
Good, snacking around the world, and there's a new Japanese restaurant that looks incredible at Epcot.
We're doing dining plan for the first time next year. It's such a good offer at the moment with the dining plan. I think we've got $200 spending money, memory maker, all put in. So expensive holiday, but actually that does make it a lot easier. So if we're going to go snack around Epcot next time.
Lots of love to the family, and it's been great talking to you, Stephen.
No, not at all. Thank you very much indeed.
Have a magical day.
Have a magical day. Cheers, Andy.
If you are heading over to Orlando soon, you pick quite a good time, actually. The crowds are still pretty medium to quietish. It's probably busier at the weekend. Temperatures are starting to cool down as well now. Temperatures, we've been in the low 30s, now kind of like hitting the high 20s. So it is definitely cooling down a little bit, and there's a lot going on. You have got the Halloween stuff, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Magic Kingdom, along with Halloween Horror Nights over at Universal if you want something a little bit more terrifying. Obviously, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is now open. You can go on the Skyliner, the new way of getting around, particularly from Caribbean Beach over to Epcot or Hollywood Studios from the Art of Animation as well. Epcot Forever, the brand new nighttime fireworks at Epcot, is now on. In fact, if you want to see that for yourself, it's only limited time till the middle of next year. There was a Disney Parks live stream of the first one, which I haven't seen because I'm going to Walt Disney World in a few weeks, so I don't want to kind of ruin it for me. But if you want to see that, maybe you're not going to be able to catch it, and then have a look at the Disney Plug stream of the new Epcot Forever fireworks. Also as well, because there's a lot of changes happening at Epcot, there is a little pavilion where you can see what is coming up. So there's like a 12-minute presentation of a 360 video screen that you can watch, so you can experience what the new lands are going to be like, what the Mary Poppins attraction might be like, and the Moana water attraction. That's happening now over at Epcot. And of course, Epcot Food and Wine Festival, and in fact there's a couple of new festival places to eat, including the Donut Box booth, which is over towards where Test Track is. One of the things you can get there is a black and white coffee cocktail that comes with a donut around the glass. Looks incredible. And also, of course, along with the Food and Wine Festival is the Eat to the Beat concert series. 3rd and 4th of October, if you're listening now, Taylor Dane is going to be performing. Then later on, 7th through to the 9th, 98 Degrees. Remember that American boy band? Kenny G is on 14th to the 15th. There's a few people that we've actually heard of. Billy Ocean, 21st and the 22nd. And so some good names coming up at the Eat to the Beat concert series. Don't forget, you can keep up with everything that's going on right now over in Orlando. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. Top tip of the week this week. I have mentioned this like once or twice in passing, but it's one of my favourite things to do. And I thought I'd make it Andy's top tip of the week just so it stands out a little bit more. Now, you'll need to do this when the extra magic hours kind of go back to normal at Magic Kingdom. So when the park normally opens at 9, okay, make sure you get a breakfast reservation for Be Our Guest at 8. So that is the earliest reservation you can get for Be Our Guest. So 180 days when the reservations open, get in there early. Maybe your first day when you're wide awake early because of jet lag. If you can get a Be Our Guest reservation at 8 when the park only opens at 9, it means you get to be in Fantasyland before anybody else. People will not be allowed into Fantasyland until 9 o'clock. However, with a Be Our Guest breakfast reservation, you will get in there. So the trick is, get there for 8 o'clock, have your breakfast, and then about 9:22, so you're still 15, 20 minutes before the park opens, once you finish your breakfast, you can go out into Fantasyland, and sometimes, most of the time, some of the rides will be going. So you'll go from breakfast straight to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which gets one of the biggest queues of the day. You can be on and off that ride before 9 o'clock. So before people get into that part of the park, you will have had your breakfast at Be Our Guest, you would have been on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then if there's still time, if it's still not 9 o'clock, I would then hop on to Peter Pan's Flight, which is another very busy attraction. So there you go. Within that hour before the park's open, you've had breakfast at Be Our Guest, and you've done Seven Dwarfs, and you've done Peter Pan. If you're on the Disney dining plan, well worth it, because it is one quick service credit if you are using that at Be Our Guest for breakfast. And make sure you have a mimosa as well. Get the tea, the coffee, the breakfast, get a mimosa. Make sure you're using all your credit. Not if you're under 21, obviously, because you're not allowed to do that. If you're paying out of pocket, it is quite expensive for breakfast at Be Our Guest. It's like over $25. It might be about $27 plus tax. So worth thinking about if that little trick works. But that's Andy's top tip of the week this week. Thank you also for your 5-star reviews if you're listening on Apple Podcast. Hello to Peds7, who is going summer 2020. This is a podcast that has given us some great ideas of what to do and where to eat particularly. And we will definitely be updating the military spreadsheet after listening to this. Thank you for your 5-star review. Get in touch, Peds7. I got some Most Magical on Earth podcast stickers to send out your way if you give us a 5-star review. And we mention you on the podcast one Friday. Then we got some Stand Clear of the Door stickers and stuff like that. Just give us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for that. Don't forget, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Yes, we have regular podcasts every Friday, but some other ones that pop up in between as well. So don't miss those. Just hit that subscribe button. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.